Welcome into this episode of the Nice Job Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Hill. My guest today, the CEO of Paystone, Tariq Al Ansari. You'll learn in this episode what you can do with your customer reviews, what the future of marketing is, and what exactly is customer-driven growth. So get your notepad ready. Here we go.
Well, we are excited to start season four, and we're going to dive right into it with a big guest. That's right, a big guest to start off season four. He's the CEO and founder of Paystone, and I'd say a good friend of mine. It is Tariq Al Ansari. Tariq, thank you so much for joining us here on the Nice Job Podcast.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for having me, and thanks for all the work that you do here at Paystone and Nice Job.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And you say Paystone and Nice Job because Paystone actually acquired Nice Job last year. Some people, I think, saw the announcements you kind of put out, but a lot of people probably didn't notice because there was almost this immediate alignment, right? You know, culture, you know, people first, things like that, you know, mission driven, all of that. It definitely, for me on the Nice Job side, felt like kind of no change at all. Just I have a lot more great coworkers, and we have even some bigger dreams that we already sort of had. Before we kind of get into why you acquired Nice Job, could you just tell our audience a little bit about Paystone?
Absolutely. So Paystone is Canada's largest bank independent payment processor. We have over 35,000 clients and 200 employees, and we process close to $10 billion annually in bank card volume. But the most exciting thing about Paystone is the fast growth that we have. And that fast growth is the result of attracting great talent such as yourself, Sean, to the team. And that's what allowed us to embark on a very aggressive growth journey. And I'm very excited to be part of this journey with all of you guys. And that's what Paystone is about.
Yeah, and to dive in a bit deeper, you know, acquiring Nice Job, obviously, I think if you just look like product to product, you could start to see the thread of, you know, all right, getting complementary sort of products that really kind of help, you know, business owners and kind of across the board. But I don't think that's really what it was about, at least from what I've learned. And you know, our whole podcast today is not necessarily about that relationship, but I think this question in particular kind of leads to what our topic will be about. But what went into the decision or why was Nice Job something that you felt if Paystone acquired that, that really helped supercharge to go to the next level?
Amazing question. So the thinking actually started, you know, Paystone being one of the fastest growing fintechs in North America, we stay very close to our clients. And the number one thing in terms of feedback we hear from clients is when we ask them about what can we do to help you, they're always asking, can you get me more customers? Can you help us grow? So the thinking for us based on was, how can we actually deliver on that growth? And payments in itself is a way to grow your business because it allows you to accept different forms of payments and not have clients walk away because they want to pay with credit or debit or, you know, whatever method of payment, Apple Pay, Google Pay, all of this stuff, which is, you know, to take that growth to the next level, we started looking into what is it that we can actually bring to market that can allow us to help our businesses grow, because we are partners in their success. The more we help them grow, the more their processing volume will go up. And in turn, as a payment company, the more volume that we process, the more revenue that we make. So it's really like aligning our interests, us and our clients. And when we came across Nice Job, it was that alignment on vision with Lars and the team. I was so drawn to how mission-driven the Nice Job team was around helping merchants grow and helping businesses grow. That helping businesses grow is fundamentally what we were aspiring to deliver at Paystone, and that's how the two came together.
And the word growth obviously gets thrown around a variety of different ways. You know, part of the reason we do this podcast that I said at the very top is, you know, obviously we want people to grow their business, but we feel like a little bit of personal growth as well. And on that topic, you and Lars both very passionate about and kind of have identified something that really seems like it's going to kind of be the future for businesses across the board, which is this concept of customer driven growth. Now, I'll say it's not like organically new in a sense that, you know, it's not a spacey sort of thing, but it was looking at a lot of kind of key values of growth and understanding that this super powerful engine sits there in customer driven growth. For anyone that might not be familiar with the term at all, How do you define customer-driven growth? And then if you could expand on why you think it's really the future of business.
So in my view, customer-driven growth is helping a business grow through word of mouth by utilizing the voice of their customer to help them grow their business. So to put that in perspective, let's look at how businesses can grow today. What other alternative methods of growth do they have? It's mostly ads and traditional marketing, including in investing in things such as, you know, rewards, loyalty, gift card, promo cards, all of this stuff. All of that is actually using the voice of the business. You coming out as a business and saying, I'm the best. This is what you need to do business with me. Here's a promo. This is what you should come do business with me. But the most authentic and sustainable way of growth is actually through the voice of your customer. And we are building a platform that will allow businesses to grow by capturing that voice of the customer, amplifying that voice of the customer, and automating the whole process of getting them to either get customers to come back more often or refer friends and family so that they can bring more people in the door. Now, you touched on a very interesting point of like the shared vision of when I first met Lars and how did that came about. I remember the first meeting I had with Lars, the first strategy meeting I had with Lars about bringing the two together, when I, you know, drew on a whiteboard the vision for Paystone of how we envision to help customer businesses grow. And when I was done, like on the whiteboard, Lars came to me, he pulls out his laptop and he had everything drawn in Figma, which used to be Drawio. And he had the whole thing drawn. And I was just going at it from payments, going all the way to customer-driven growth in a way like using the voice of the customer and word of mouth. And Lars had actually gone about it, starting with the software, the marketing software, going all the way to payments and how you can actually build the whole ecosystem to help businesses grow. So it was a great alignment. And then from there, everything else was easy. So when we look at how businesses grow today and the alternative that we give them in terms of, you know, customer-driven growth, it is what gets us up in the morning. Because every business aspires to grow. They aspire to take their business to the next level, and we're on a mission to help them do that.
It's interesting hearing how that kind of session went and the brainstorming is, with customer-driven growth, there's even this internal discussion of like, well, is it a verb or is it a noun, right? Is customer-driven growth something you achieve or is it something that you're kind of working and grinding away? And it's really both. And the way that I've kind of looked at it is the verb element is customer-driven growth is, you know, at your basis, setting yourself up that for every customer you have the opportunity to get one more, right? Like, so that's the verb. And then the achievement is then when you get this system and processes that starts running like a great flywheel, but then that leads to more insights and potentially like the next level. Can you talk about the expansiveness of customer-driven growth of once you kind of start generating that flywheel of where you kind of can then take that momentum next?
Absolutely. Our job in delivering the platform is really defining a category and defining a playbook to help businesses follow in terms of what's best practices to help them grow their business. So we want to put in their hands the tools that will allow them to capture that voice of the customer, amplify the voice of the customer, and repeat. But it's done in collaboration with them delivering exceptional customer experiences. So a business has to deliver and invest in the customer experience, which every business owner tries to do that. And as they continue to deliver exceptional customer experiences, we are putting the tools in at the disposal to allow them to capture these experiences, amplify these experiences, and then providing the insights, the actionable insights to them about what customers are thinking or feeling about these experiences so that you know what is it that you need to double down on or what is it that you need to avoid or should avoid. And these insights that we're providing through machine learning and natural language processing is to allow them to continue to deliver exceptional customer experiences. But really the two go hand in hand, the verb and the noun. You know, we provide the tools, you provide the exceptional customer experience, we continue to deliver more automation and more insights so that you continue to do more exceptional customer experience. And then we do our part in terms of capturing, amplifying that voice of the customer and helping them with either coming back or bringing more customers.
Now, you and I are both positive focus guys, right? We always come into meetings and calls a lot of energy. We're both people that are smiling quite frequently. But I do know there's a lot of business owners out there that have looked at their past 2-3 years and take a look at perhaps their next 2-3 years. And they're kind of asking the question. We're seeing a lot of webinar stuff pop up of like, you know, recession proof your business, or, you know, fighting through the troubled waters and things like that. Does customer driven growth have that sort of recession proof quality? Or for those business owners that aren't quite sure, they're just trying to keep survival mode, how can customer driven growth actually impact them, or what elements can they take from it that kind of show that, hey, this is going to get you through kind of that choppy water?
Absolutely. So when you look at customer driven growth or using word of mouth, it's really the essence of it is building momentum so that you can continue to build on that momentum. The more 5-star reviews we can get you, the more recommendations and referrals that we can get you, the more social proof that we can get you, the better insights that we can deliver to your business. It's also that we put these tools in your hands to help you actually grow your business. So for most business owners, growth is a marathon, not a sprint. It's not like you just wake up one day and do it. There are ways to actually bring customers into the door when you first start your business, which is, you know, mostly through digital ads and advertisement, which we believe customer-driven growth is complementary to that, because ads help you bring customers in the door. Customer-driven growth helps you repeat that process and get growth to be more sustainable, so that the customers that you brought into the door, we can help you get them to come back more often, and then we can help you get them to refer their people in their network so that they're bringing more customers, with the ultimate goal of having each one of your customers bring you one more. So in terms of recession proofing your business, there is no more sustainable way of growth than customer driven growth. And that's the category that we're defining and leading. There's a playbook that we're building with all the tools, our entire product roadmap, and all of our R&D spend is around and centered and focused on customer driven growth and helping you grow your business. So if you want to recession-proof your business, there is no more sustainable way to help you grow than word of mouth and getting each one of your customers to help you get one more, or them coming back more often.
And I guess it would also help you diversify almost how you're advertising and how you're getting out there as well, right? Because the one thing we look at with traditional marketing and paid ads, stuff like that, is you do kind of hit that diminishing return point. But you know, with social proof and kind of that engine kind of rolling, I think kind of helps you stand out. Because right now, I don't know if you feel this, I'd love to get your take on this. It seems like it's a very noisy atmosphere out there. We're in a broadcast society. You know, even the fact that everyone's phone now seems to have a 4K camera, and you know, people are able just to kind of take their message out. And I feel for business owners, it's a lot of noise to kind of cut through. And it sounds like having this kind of as part of your flywheel, I guess it helps you kind of cut through that noise a little bit more, at least be able to diversify your offerings. Does that make sense? Am I going too galaxy brain there?
No, you're not at all. Actually, what's really interesting is most of the noise in the media channels is coming from the heavy spenders and ads. And these are the big guys. So what can the small guys do? And how can we help the small guys? How can we help the people that are doing exceptional service stand out from the people that are using the voice of the business, spending, you know, millions and billions of dollars on advertisement? How can we help them stand, you know, out in the? How can we help them stand out, and how can we help them differentiate themselves? And that is what customer-driven growth delivers. But first, let's look at the evolution of marketing and growth. It used to be back in the day when you started with billboards and, you know, radio ads and, you know, print newspaper, it was all about casting a super wide net. You're casting as wide of a net as possible and hoping that it will reach some of your customers and some of them will convert. Then came digital advertisement, and digital ads actually allow you to cast a little bit of a narrower net, but it still has to be wide enough. So you can choose the geographic area you want. You know, you can choose the age group, but you're not actually going exactly, you're not pinpointing who your ideal customer profile is and going after them. What customer-driven growth does is it allows you to focus on identify who your ideal customer profile is, and then focus your efforts on these ideal customer profiles. Every business out there has fans. They have people that admire their business or their service. They like to come back again and again, and there's something that they like about their business. And what we are building is to allow businesses to identify that peer group of that customer, because chances are if you have a client, other people in their peer group are actually like them. They're like-minded. They're similar. They share similar interests, and there is a reason why they would like doing business with you. And that brings us to, for example, the comparison and ideal customer profile between somebody who affords or somebody who prefers affordability versus somebody who prefers punctuality or quality of service. There are two different ideal customer profiles, but knowing who your ideal customer profile, focusing your efforts on your ideal customer profile, and being able to pinpoint all your marketing and growth efforts on your ideal customer profile, that is the next evolution of marketing. And with everything we're seeing that is happening between iPhone and Facebook in terms of the privacy wars and everything that we continue to read about, you know, in the media about privacy and the focus on that, it's now more important than ever to actually focus on who your ideal customer profile, identifying them, capturing their voice, and helping you focus your efforts on your ideal customer profile, which is what we're all about.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that at kind of the surface level of, you know, with the privacy wars, as you kind of put it, things like that. It's a big thing. But also, I think we saw certainly during the pandemic, I know coming from the US, we certainly saw this of there was so much information coming out from experts of this or that I found myself sort of looking at my neighbors and friends and people that I already knew kind of like their backing, not necessarily in an echo chamber sort of way, but, you know, I found myself getting this high level opinion, but also looking hyper localized. And the things that you talked about are, you know, your customers, you know, if they're excited and they're happy about you, if you can provide an easy way for them to start putting that message out there, their friends certainly see it. And the other thing we're starting to see is kind of curiosity not being linear. And talking about going to non-traditional things is people are finding businesses in a variety of different ways. And I think it's really kind of doubling down the importance of making sure that you kind of have a digital presence in a variety of different ways. And we've said this on the podcast before, reviews certainly serve that purpose, you know, being able to kind of post it in different areas. But it's, as I look towards the future and I think about, you know, customer driven growth and a lot of the things you sort of talk about, I always kind of go back to, there's not really, in my opinion, a good time or a bad time. There's not an ideal time for you to really dive into this. It seems like if you're the smallest business or the larger business, that something like customer-driven growth is really sort of drive you. But I think for those smaller businesses, I want to circle back to something you said and maybe have it expand a little bit, or at least just repeat it for the people that are furiously taking notes down there, is this is something that wherever stage you're at is going to help you grow, but this is a fundamental pillar of what's going to end up being the future of your business, right? Like this, getting this flywheel in order is kind of like the key cog that's going to get a lot of others going, correct?
You just inspired me to share a story that is really, really interesting. I once heard Steve Jobs on a talk show say, people often come to him and they tell him, what do you think is going to, how is the future going to look like in 10 years? What do you think is going to change in 10 years? And he says, why do people ask me what's going to change in 10 years? The right question to ask, what is not going to change in 10 years? And you can build your business model around that. And he gave examples. He's like, in 10 years, there is not going to be a customer that is going to come to us and say, oh, I wish my delivery is slower. No customer is ever going to come and say, oh, I wish the product is more expensive. You know, these are fundamentals that are not going to change. And likewise, word of mouth. It's never too early to start. It doesn't matter what stage you're in your business. You need to start investing in your word of mouth. You need to start capturing the voice of your customer. Even, and by the way, we can help you dial it up or dial it down in terms of how much growth you would like to do. You can like just start with reviews and insights. You can, you know, add them social sharing, and then you can do referrals and recommendations. Then you can do, you know, a product that we're very excited about, surprise and delight, so that you can reward your best customers and reward for behavior instead of rewarding for spend. So there is lots of innovation coming and being added to the platform, but it's never too early to start investing in your word of mouth, your reputation, and capturing the voice of your customer. It doesn't matter what stage you're in your business. That is a fundamental. And 10 years from now, it will still matter. Because if you go look back 100 years ago before marketing even was a thing, businesses only grew through word of mouth. And then all the media got so busy and the noise that you talked about by everybody advertising using the voice of the business. But the businesses that are going to stand out are the ones that are going to use the authentic voice of their customer. And that's what we're all about.
I'm very glad that I inspired you to share that, because I can guarantee if someone's doing the notepad episode here, they just did a little underline, they might be highlighting, they might be bolding what you just said there.
Thank you, Sean. And I just want to say something at the end. You know, I know we did not prep this, but you did ask me that you would like to open behind the curtain a little bit about what's coming. And I know we're probably coming to time, but I don't mind just, you know, staying a couple of minutes on that.
You know, it's funny. I can tell you've listened to the show before, because I always do like to peel the curtain back a bit. But we have such great information. But hey, if you're going to give more gems to our listeners, I'm all about it. So yeah, let's go behind. Let's both peek behind the curtain. Let's do it.
Perfect. So the category that we're defining and the playbook that we're going to be leading in terms of what's best practices and how we help businesses grow and give them all these tools. Right now, businesses know us as a payments, fintech play, and a reviews platform. But really, that's not, you know, we're spending millions of dollars, like almost 80% of our R&D spend is towards future products and services and customer product benefits that we're delivering to customers. So some of the really exciting stuff that is coming revolves around machine learning and the customer data platform, the CDP. So when we talk about pinpointing your ideal customer profile, there is so much logic that goes into that in terms of capturing the voice of your customer, delivering on the insights, so which we have today, the top 10 things that they like about you, the top 10 things that, you know, they do not like about you, or you know, what are the pros and the cons in the voice of your customer, which we will deliver to you. That's something your customer is not going to see, because our client is the business and we deliver all our tools to the business. So we are your partners in success, and we will deliver all of these tools to the business so that we help them, you know, improve what they need to improve on, double down, or change some of the stuff that, you know, based on the client's feedback. But then also automating all of that process, right? So that, remember when we talked about dialing up or dialing down the growth? Right now, there are ways you can do it automated through, you know, online reviews, social sharing, social proof, and so on. But when products such as Surprise and Delight come, we are going to deliver the first of its kind platform that rewards for behavior, not reward for spend. Most rewards platform out there says spend $50, get 50 points. But the future of marketing is actually when you're rewarding for behavior. And behavior is people who are referring friends, people who actually come back more often, people who actually tell the world and do shout outs about you. Such as, you know, when you look at every billion-dollar company out there, like Uber, how did they grow? They grew through super fans. That when they were telling you, oh, refer a friend, you get $5, your friend get $5. You refer 10 friends, you get $50. We would like to put that kind of power in the hands of the small guys. And SMBs are what we, you know, in our, you know, DNA, this is who we service. This is who we're building for. And we want to put that power in their hands. So stay tuned. There will be a lot of exciting products. And I know this is not a promotional thing, but I'm really excited for what's to come in terms of customer-driven growth and all the tools we will be putting in the hands of these businesses.
It's funny you say it. Like, obviously, we're not a pitch podcast, but I guarantee every single listener it was saying to me, like, Sean, let him talk. And I guarantee in our inbox, podcast@nicejob.com, I'm going to have a bunch of messages that say, please bring back on Tariq and please let him pull that curtain back. Tariq, in every season, I try to ask all of our guests the same question. And then throughout the season, we'd like to compare and contrast answers and things like that. Last year, our question was, what do you embrace more, challenges, opportunities? But you're going to get the first crack at our question here in season 4, which is this. If someone were to write a review about you, so it could be personally, business, anything like that, what sentence or phrase would you want to see in that review?
Fundamentally, I think what I'd love to see is that whether it's a friend or a client, so on me personally or us as a business or me as the CEO of the company, I'd like them to somewhere in the review to say, they really care about my business and my growth. They're my partners in success. And that ultimately needs to be captured. I'll be disappointed in myself and in us as a, as an organization if we do not deliver on that promise.
You know, that's a great promise to really live in. And now I could reiterate, you know, our podcast here isn't about kind of pitching ourselves or pitching anything like that. But for anyone that kind of maybe saw that announcement last year about Paystone and Nice Job kind of coming together, and we're worried about kind of anything changing, that right there is why I can assure you that that nothing is kind of changed. And really, the changes that might happen are all positive and all great. And I'm really excited for it. And thank you so much, you know, obviously for that little peek into things. But really generally, you know, the insights and what you kind of shared, as you know, our mission here on the podcast is to help you be a better business owner, a better person kind of across the board. And I hope we did that for you today. So Tariq, thank you. It was really an honor to kind of share the podcast stage with you. And thank you again for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Sean. And the next one we will do, hopefully we'll be together in person. I'll either come to Vancouver. I know you were here in London recently. And we will make sure the next one we'll do together, maybe even live. We'll record something.
There you go. Hey, if you'd be interested in seeing, you know, maybe some live streams, some webinars or something like that, please let us know. You know, you can reach out to us at a variety of channels. Like I said, in our podcast email, podcast@nicejob.com.
Hope you enjoyed my conversation with Tariq Al-Ansari. Special thanks to him once again. And yeah, you know, it's a little intimidating to have your CEO on your podcast. But part of the reason I think that Tariq agreed to come on is because of you, the listeners who have been so supportive of us, making sure that we got a season 4. I invite you to check out the description of this episode to see an exclusive offer from Nice Job. Whenever you click that link, whenever you're listening to this episode, that's going to have our best offer available. So take advantage of signing up for Nice Job and grow your business for the future and empower yourself to achieve customer-driven growth. I'm Sean Hill, your host, and I'll see you next week. Until then, hope you're being healthy, hope you're being safe, and don't forget to have a little fun out there as well. Take care.